Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. We started the show out with a discussion about the European energy situation, how it's going to affect the United States. There's a little bit more that we can say about that on the way here. We can get into fast food and the new type of buildings that they're going to be constructing, which means they're actually going to cut out, dining rooms from the picture. We'll explain a little bit more about that, but first let's go to Dave Ridley on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, the Resolve initiative in New Hampshire.
What about the Resolve initiative? I lost a few of your first words because we didn't have you. We had you muted here.
Yeah, Therese Grinnell is with the Resolve initiative in New Hampshire, and she has raised some concerns that I think will be near and dear to the hearts of every Free Talk Live host. Her beef is that a lot of, liberty activists, or so-called liberty activists in some cases, she feels way too close to the governor in New Hampshire.
Huh. Okay. Like what? What does that mean?
Well, I don't want to put words into her mouth. I don't remember the, exact details of her concerns. But I was just, mainly I'm just curious as to what you guys think about the other guys who are running in the primary against the governor. There is a Republican primary for governor, and one of the other candidates is Thad Riley, I guess. I don't know much about him.
Yeah, all I know about that guy is that there was a question about independence. There was this initiative that you're talking about, the We the People New Hampshire. They had a candidates event that was probably close to a month ago at this point. And Bonnie and I took the night off on Friday. I think it was a Friday night. And we went out there to go and observe and do some secession outreach and pass out flyers, that kind of thing. And while I was there, I figured, there's going to be a debate. I might as well throw in a question about independence. So I wrote up a question on a little index card, and I mentioned that there was a study recently here in New Hampshire, the very first of its kind, that you can learn about if you go to nhexit.us, and I cited some of the study statistics that it was over half of Republicans in New Hampshire are ready for New Hampshire to be its own independent country now, and it was almost one out of three of the overall population, 29% of the population here. And so I said, given that.
And that says to me that we have to be able to find common ground with them, and we have to be able to establish boundaries that work for both groups of people, because with that many secessionists, they're not going to leave the state. When the state leaves the country, not if we brought in a million libertarians.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to stay here because they voted for it. You have to have a large number of people voting for it to make it possible.
So because we have a variety of people that are active, that want to withdraw, and they want to get the divorce, and they want to... obviously stay here when it happens. Even if we're not cooperating with those people before the fact, we're going to have to cooperate with them after the fact. We're going to have ways to draw borders and come to agreements.
You're saying we're not cooperating them with, like, at all? Because I think we are.
Well, no
cooperation. It's just not.
I'm trying to figure out how to expand it. Okay, because...
Expand cooperation?
Yeah. How to expand the level of cooperation and
it's
how...
It's already happening.
And how to get the level of cooperation outside the bubble. Because they're...
What even, bubble?
The libertarian bubble.
It's already happening. I mean, that's why this event I was telling you about, it was there were free staters there, mm-hmm. and there were Republicans there, and they were all mm-hmm. together at the same event. I mean, we've seen it with the protests during COVID. The conservatives mm-hmm. were working with the libertarians. There was some some rough edges that needed to be rounded off a little bit, but it ended up working out, mm-hmm. I think, for the better for everybody. And the more that we can spend time with these folks, the more they're going to hopefully absorb our ideas. But the point I wanted to bring up about this...
I offended the hell out of them one time because I was holding forth the way I do when I have a crowd and a microphone.
Yeah. And this was out in front of the governor's house?
Actually, it was out front of the state house.
Oh, okay.
And
you offended them at the governor's house.
Yeah, I was pretty animated.
I think some of them didn't like that you used the S word or something like that.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. I think I said damn.
Yeah.
And a bunch of them were Christians and they like GD. Ran away.
It might have been GD. It might have been GD.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, they complained about it later.
Which is mild for me.
Yeah. So what was the State House one where you upset them?
That was the State House.
Oh, that was that one. Okay, right.
Yeah, that was, I think it was on the state steps of the State House.
Well, and that brings me back around to the story that I was going to get to here about this event where they had the gubernatorial candidates, and I entered this question about independence in there. I had to go. I couldn't stay for the whole event. It was like a six-hour-long event, and we stayed for three of them, and we had to go. But they did ask the question. After the event, so they didn't ask any audience questions during the actual debate, but they submitted the questions later online, I guess, to the candidates. And so my question did get asked of these Republican candidates about basically, would you support putting the question of independence on the ballot, given that more than half of Republicans ostensibly say that they support independence for New Hampshire, would you at the very least support asking the question? And the guy that you're referring to, Ridley, this Thad character, he was the worst of the... Only two of them bothered to respond. He and this other lady named Karen, and they both were against the idea of asking the people if they want to declare independence. So this guy's no good as far as I'm concerned.
I won't go that far as a litmus test. If somebody is good on the right now issues.
Well, he's not that either. He's pretty much a standard conservative. What were you saying there, Ridley?
So Karen Testerman is also running in the primary?
She is, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, it sounds like maybe she's a little better.
Unfortunately,
she's got a strong preference for a drug war. And I love her. Yeah. I saw her the other night.
Now, is she the one who came from China?
No, that's Lily.
Although she is Asian. Okay. She is Asian,
and oh, God, when I first ran into Karen, I asked her if she was Lily. I felt bad.
I'm confusing the two because I think I've gotten flyers from both of those two in a quarter period of 2 days. I think, and I'm like, wow, she's throwing a lot of money at the campaign, not realizing it was somebody else.
Yeah, I gotta say, Ridley, I have not heard anything from anywhere in the Liberty community about anyone being excited about any of the candidates who are running as Republicans for governor here. Luckily, the Libertarian Party is going to be fielding a candidate here in New Hampshire. Her name is Carlin Boroshenko. She's a very popular YouTuber. She writes books, and she seems like a pretty principled Libertarian candidate. In fact, there may even be a second Libertarian candidate on the ballot because there's been a schism within the Libertarian Party. But yeah, right now there's no like in the other big like federal races for Senate, for the representatives that they have here, there's at least somebody that the Libertarians they're either directly a free stater or free staters are pretty excited about. You kind of hear things about them, but I've heard nothing about any of the Republican candidates for governor, sadly. Unfortunately, nobody you weren't able to run because the feds are prosecuting you and having
it's true. Until I get off probation, I can't run.
Ridley, anything else?
I should apologize, by the way, for using the word governor. I meant to say emperor. Mm. Palpatine. I mean, emperor.
Excellency? His excellency.
Yes.
Actually, I was thinking the other night that maybe what I should do is, since I can't run for any office, mm-hmm. maybe I should run for every office.
What, how does that work?
Basically,
write in?
Do a write-in campaign to write in nobody. If you're an anarchist and you don't vote... What better way to give them the finger than to take the trouble to go down there and write that right in nobody?
Thank you, Ridley, for
every
call.
Office on the ballot.
RidleyReport.com is his website. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll get into fast food coming up here if you want, or whatever's on your mind. You can dial in, share your thoughts, bring up whatever you want, and take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, it's 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
ForkFest is coming up in June of next year. It's going to be the 7th annual ForkFest happening at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. And in 2023, we're going back to where it all started, which is... ForkFest will now happen before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's how it was originally the first 3 years. The next 3 years, it was after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it seemed like the super majority of people were saying they wanted to go back to the beginning. So that's where it's going to happen in 2023. The days will be June 15th through the 18th. Of course, you can come for as long as you want. There are no rules when it comes to ForkFest. If you want to come earlier, by all means, do that. But it seemed like people wanted more of a focused stay that would allow them to attend both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest, which I recommend if you can afford to do it. You'll want to get your ForkFest tickets sooner rather than later because they are likely to sell out and probably will sell out sooner this year than they did previously. You look confused, Chris. ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they have tickets. They sold out last year.
Yeah, you went from ForkFest.
ForkFest doesn't have tickets.
Right, to talk about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it got me very confused.
Yeah, no, I do like to talk about both of them together because I think it is a package deal for a lot of people that you don't just want to come up for a ForkFest. If you can afford to stay for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I would recommend you do.
I agree. I think the way this year is coming, the general consensus of doing it before Porcupine Freedom Festival is a really great idea, just in general, because you can come for ForkFest and then stay for the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is usually a bigger event. So
it is quite large by comparison, maybe, I don't know, 50 to 100 times larger. It's very, very big.
Yeah.
So check it out, forkfest.party. You can learn more. Again, it's June 15th through the 18th. Don't just mark your calendar for it now and then keep thinking about it. Contact Rogers Campground and go ahead and lock in your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room. Do that sooner rather than later because the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to sell out, it seems like. It's sold out the last 2 weeks or two years in a row.
I was going to say, has it sold out already, or
it's gonna rumor is the park is nearly sold out already.
Yeah, I know that even when I was getting a hotel room and or motel, I guess, on the campsite and a RV spot on the campground, there was only one spot that was available to me in the whole section.
When was this?
Months and months ago.
During when you're getting ready for this year, is what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, for next year. For next year.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm saying
they just started. They only started selling the spots at the beginning of August, and there was a huge run.
Yeah, it was probably like, I don't know, at the end of August or like early September.
The end of August was a week ago. It's early September right now.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here.
It was a while ago. That can't be right. It was earlier than that they started.
No, they started in the beginning of August. August 1st was the first day they started reserving campsites.
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
For ForkFest.
It feels like it was longer than that.
Yeah, and it was a huge rush for people to get in at that time. It was hard to get through to the office.
I didn't, and that's how come I was like, oh, there's only one spot for
me. Yeah, so it's you get on it. Let's go to Penguin. He's on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk
Live. I always think this guy's masquerading as you.
Yeah, me too.
He's a Penguin from Virginia, so you can tell the difference. Go ahead, Penguin.
Yes, and he's Mr. Penguin.
That's true.
I never go by Mr. So, I was hearing you guys talking about secession and, like, conservatives, if you would get conservatives to go along. And I tend to really strongly, like, differentiate, even nowadays, like, I differentiate conservatives from libertarians very sharply, different group of people. But that being said, like, so first answer to, well, can you get conservatives to kind of go along with you up there in the Free State and what you plan on doing? No, and a hard no, and a hell no. But once you ask the question, you are automatically filtering out the type of so-called, self-identified conservatives that are going to be open to that very non-conservative idea of a secession or a freedom movement or whatever. You're filtering a very smaller subset of people that might identify with the right and might have certain conservative ideas, and it's not ostensibly like, I don't know, a Christian conservative or any other type of specific other kind of grouping. So if you have a bunch of conservatives and a bunch of libertarians up there and a bunch of conservative libertarians and a whole gamut of people up there, you do have a question of how does that actually work? How do you live in your communities? And, you know, like I think kind of Rich is getting at, there's kind of a stated preference in their politics, and then there's the revealed preference of what they would actually want to do and implement and take the time to do if they're moving up there for a freedom movement. And then one more thing. So what would a state based on like American conservatism look like in reality? Well, conservatism is the modern conservatism is a grievance movement. It's based on opposing the left. And the movement, this raison d'etre, is to oppose the left, and it's a grievance movement. So it doesn't have its own standalone ideology. And
well, I mean, the left doesn't have an ideology, and the conservatives don't have an ideology, but there are some things they want, right? Like, generally, conservatives want to tell you how to live. They want to tell you what you can do with your body, and they want to tell you what church you can go to, right? So, like, that's probably what you would see. And they love the military. So, I mean, you'd probably see militaristic society in which abortion was completely outlawed, and drugs were highly restricted, but there's plenty of alcohol available.
And if you want a party, you go next. You go over to the next county where the libertarians live, over in Grafton, and party it up with them when you get sick of being straight laced, which is a good niche.
I feel like it's kind of projecting the left's projection of things. Independence isn't, I mean, certainly there's a lot of liberty people, libertarians who support independence for New Hampshire, but I think it's overstating it to say it's a libertarian thing.
Well, yeah, it's not just a libertarian thing, and that's the thing, is not only would the conservatives already here be chilling, but there would probably be a huge influx of people from all over the country who were sick of the federal government. Wanted to get on
board.
Let's
just talk for a moment about why the conservatives in New Hampshire should support independence, right? Because we never really talk about these things. But the federal government wants to regulate guns, and
that's a big one.
Even some of the Democrats are pro-gun here. So, I mean, you know, that's a big one, I think, especially for conservative Republican types. I don't know. I mean, I think that alone might be enough, but... You know, there's probably some other things, you know, in there as well.
Well, I would say that the number one thing, and this is what I always say to conservatives when I'm pitching leaving, is that we don't have the numbers in a democratic society. We don't have the numbers to prevent California, New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and a few other states
from
pulling us down into socialism.
But we do in New Hampshire.
Hampshire
eventually.
If we concentrate our numbers here.
Right.
But, and that's the best reason to secede, is they will literally enslave us by sheer force of numbers, or there will be a shooting war.
There's more coming up here. Thank you, Tanguin, for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. King Charles is beginning his reign as British monarch with a solemn pledge to serve with love and loyalty. In a televised address after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Charles praised his mother's dedication to her people. Vice President Kamala Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced.
Which is the recognition, of course, that space can and must be protected for the benefit of all people.
Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. Thousands are honoring the life of a Memphis mother who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging. They gathered on the campus of the University of Memphis at 4:20 a.m. Friday morning to complete an 8.2-mile run that Eliza Fletcher was on before her death. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight is Ian and Chris.
Nobody.
Coming up tomorrow night, it's already the weekend here, and Beard Talk Live will be returning for, I think, what will be episode 4.
And it's going to be hairy.
It usually is. It's you, Nobody, and a couple of other co-hosts, Captain Kickass and Peakless Mountaineer, doing a what is effectively an after show. It starts at about 10:30 Eastern Time. It is only available on our video feed services, including Odyssey, which you can find at video.freetalklive.com. You might want to go there tonight and follow our, you know, create an account there and follow the channel. And then you'll find the actual stream on watch.freetalklive.com, which will take you right to the stream page, 10:30 Eastern Time. It is uncensored. There is no FCC standing in the way between the things you want to say and the things you actually can say on Beard Talk Live on Saturday.
We always open up with George Carlin's seven words.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Well, the captain will get it in at some point during each show. He opened up the first one with it.
But, all right, cool. So check those guys out again tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern at watch.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. He's Jack in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
I've watched two episodes of Beard Talk Live, and they're really good. It's super fun.
Cool, and you can watch later, by the way. You can go anytime to video.freetalklive.com and just scroll down and find last week's or 2 week ago or whatever, and you can watch.
It's entertaining because, you know, like the FCC and, you know, regulations, it's almost kind of made fun of the fact that people can't cuss. Do you guys kind of do the opposite, where you actually cuss to make fun of the FCC? I don't know. It's fun. Mm. People should watch that. Good chemistry.
What were you calling about tonight, Jack?
Oh, just the Queen thing.
She's still dead.
Penguin's call.
Yeah.
Are you there?
She's still dead.
Yeah, and Guido Sarducci, too.
Who's that?
Sarducci. Remind me.
Back in the day, in the 70s, they had a running gag on Saturday Night Live where they would be doing their little newscast, and they'd stop everything and say, "This just in, Father Guido Sarducci is still dead."
Is he a real character? Like a real person?
I don't know exactly what he was. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was a comic imitation of a priest, although people have said the same of me. But the he wore this this crazy black coat and hat.
He's a fictional character, apparently.
Yeah.
Jack, what else? Go ahead.
Oh, I just think it's kind of ironic that who just met her like 3 days ago? I saw it all over Twitter. The new conservative prime minister of England. Like 3 days ago. There's so many conspiracies about
her. Well, she had to be approved. The Queen had to approve her appointment or whatever as prime minister.
Do you think she whacked her?
No. I'm saying, who knows? You know, there's a lot of conspiracies around the royal family. The reptilian thing. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she was drinking children's blood or having it infused in her body?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying there's a lot of conspiracies around
her
that...
You know, if she did, she needs some money back because it didn't help.
Well, I mean, she made it to 96.
That's true. But my parents are that age, and I'm pretty sure they haven't had to drink any blood or anything.
You never saw that.
They wouldn't be into that. They like V8, though.
They're going to have a really warm Christmas this year at 62 Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Oh, you mean inside their homes?
Yeah.
Is there news about that? Is Britain actually, have they made a decision about what the maximum temperatures are going to be?
I heard 62 or 10%. Okay. I think I heard it from you guys.
Oh, well, no, I don't think we reported on that, because at this point it's too early.
We reported on a 70 or a 30%, 10% drop.
And so 15.
So if you keep your, if they're actually calculating it as 15% in terms of degrees, which I doubt they are, then that would go from 70 to 63.
Yeah, no, it's 15%. Just to clarify, Jack, it's what we've heard is that it's the European Union is asking for a voluntary reduction of 15% energy uses from usage from their member states, and almost all of them, except for I believe Austria, has agreed to that at this point in the game, or maybe it's Hungary. I forget which one of them it is. That I don't even know which ones are in the EU. But
I'll tell you what I'd be doing if I was over there. I'd be going into any government building I could get into, making damn sure they were as cold as I was.
Yeah. But they haven't put it in as a mandate or anything like that. So as I understand it, at least at this point, once it starts getting colder, I bet we're going to see those headlines. Jack, anything else you want to share tonight?
I thought Spain did it, and I think it's ironic that the people that suffer and pass away the easiest by these things are elderly people.
Yeah, if it's too hot, there's a lot of folks who will die from heat exhaustion.
I think they did implement it.
Although more people die of cold.
I think they did implement it, and it's air conditioning, or at least some countries.
It's Spain, as I mentioned earlier, they did say that public businesses cannot have air conditioning set below 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
But they did not put a regulation in on apartments or homes or anything like that. It's just places that are open to the public. They have those restrictions. And those are the easiest ones to enforce, right? Because they can just send a bureaucrat into any place that's got a door.
Right. So turn your place into a membership club. It's no longer open
to
the public.
That's an option. Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line. Go ahead, Major Payne in Michigan.
Couple of quick thoughts just on the calls you've had.
Yes, sir.
My grandmother was 100% Welsh. In Wales, if you ever call a Welshman an Englishman, You know, in a bar, you'll have a fight on your hands. Mm. It's one of the few places that was never conquered in northern England.
Okay.
They ceded Scotland to the Vikings because the kings got weak. There was four, and then there became one, and they just got tired of being plundered and pillaged, so they gave Scotland to the Vikings.
It does get old.
Right across the sea was the Irish, so we started getting messed with. I'm black Irish. They never got over our castle walls.
Hmm.
But anyway, as far as the bloodletting things, all of the old girls on my grandmother's side lived well into their 90s. So I don't think that's an issue.
Okay. Good to know.
The couple guys, I didn't know you had two penguin collars, but I doubt either one of them ever wear a long-tailed tuxedo with a monocle. And I think that's a prerequisite to be a penguin.
I've always wanted him to do an ad for his computer business like that.
That'd be sweet. It'd be a good Halloween costume, too.
Yeah.
No, we're a different kind of penguin. We're the belly, big belly, kind with the, yeah.
What else, Major?
Yeah. Well, I remember the character he brought up on Saturday Night Live, Father Guido Sarducci.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was just a little short dude and kind of almost looked Jewish if he was too dark. But it was a good character. Anyway, so this guy was caught on video camera. I'm thinking in a Walmart, some kind of a large store. And I'm going to call him China Joe, our hair-sniffing fearless leader, his major competition. We now have a butt sniffer in Texas. This guy...
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen...
Maybe he could be Secretary of State.
Okay, well, he was a pretty large fella, and he comes slinking up real quick behind these two pretty gals in the store. And evidently they must have sensed him, because one of them turned around, and, well, he kind of pretended to drop something and picked it up and then pretended like he was shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned back around and didn't pay him no mind. Well, then he slunk up right quick behind him again and pretended like he dropped something or was getting something on the lower shelf and did a good long nose stroke right just up next
to him. All right. Well, I don't know if we want to get too detailed on what he did. But I don't know. Is that a crime? You know, I mean...
I wouldn't. I think it would be bad judgment to do that to my girl when I was there.
Yeah, I get judgment isn't necessarily make it illegal. Though. I get what you're saying, but is it an actual crime to sniff someone maybe too close for their comfort? Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. It may not be a good idea, but
in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health, and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here in the remaining moments of the show, which are happening now. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Don't forget, you can join Chris on his show, which he does on Saturdays, about 5 o'clock Eastern Time in the evenings. It is Freedom Decrypted, and the website is freedomdecrypted.com. There's archives going back, is it 5 years
Yeah,
now?
5 years. I was shocked when I looked.
5 years worth of archives. It's a technical-oriented show, a tech-focused...
Tech talk for
tech
prickly
news,
people.
With a freedom, you know, viewpoint, basically. So if that sounds interesting to you, if you like some of the kind of techie stuff we get into sometimes on Friday nights, but you want it to go further, you definitely want to check out
Freedom Decrypted. Or just see, hear more about it, more of that kind of stuff, yeah.
FreedomDecrypted.com. He's got video archives, audio, podcast, and live streaming all available there, so check him out. We're going to go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I am just very excited. They're going to build a youth homeless shelter for under age 21, just for them, finally, here in Albuquerque.
Are there that many homeless children or young people in Albuquerque?
Well, their count is from 1,600 and more. That's
Hold on, let me just clarify. You said under the age of 21, which means that there are legal adults, probably going to be the bulk of it, right? We're talking about there's mostly going to be 18, 19, and 20-year-olds there, because I presume most people who are younger than that age still have parents, and if they're homeless, they're homeless with their parents.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of times, the thing is that those kids, the homeless kids, they don't, a lot of times they don't, they're runaways. They don't have parents. Mm-hmm. You know, they molest them, they beat them up, and they have to leave, or they're starving at home, so they leave. And so there, I've known there's teenage, homeless teenagers at 14 or 13, they leave their home, or they come to an abandoned house. They're, you know, I've met a kid that, you know, old enough, when he went back home, the mom and the other kids were all gone. He was 16. So this happens to a lot of people, and they're finally going to address this problem. And
well, I don't know if it's going to help the problem. I mean, if you take these homeless teenagers and you put them in the hands of the government, then they could put them in the hands of foster parents, and then they might get abused even worse than what they were being abused at home.
That happens a lot with the children and family services, but... And, you know, I've definitely got some sympathy. I was homeless at 16 by choice.
Mm-hmm. You ran away?
I didn't really run. It was kind of a mutual thing.
Right? Where did you end up? Where were you sleeping?
It depended. Sometimes there was this dorm at the University of Michigan. And they had some kind of boiler room in the basement, and they had this vent. It was like a gigantic dryer vent. And so for a while, I was sleeping under this vent, and I'd take my coat off, and I'd put it behind my head, and I'd watch the snow. And just have a good old time, but I was under this like this giant dryer vent.
But you were inside the facility?
No, I was outside.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
There was just this wall of hot air coming out and blowing the snow away, and it was great. I had a cop who used to come and kick me in the foot every morning at 7 o'clock and wake me. She's pretty too. And wake me up, and I'd wake up and I'd look at her and I'd say, "Oh, it's my alarm cop."
Sounds like you had it pretty good compared to what some cops will do to homeless people. So I mean, like a lot of times they'll tear up their tents and arrest them and do all kinds of awful things.
Well, Ann Arbor is a college town, and so they tend to get some of the least brutal cops in college towns because parents get really upset if you whack their kids.
I got you. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Something else they're going to be changing here are dining rooms at fast food restaurants. It's definitely something I wanted to cover tonight because we mentioned it a couple of years ago during our COVID coverage here on Free Talk Live. They were designing at the time new, basically drive-through only kind of locations, and they the author here says they started in the story is actually written in New Hampshire by chance. It's at Slate.com. And he went into a Dunkin' Donuts, but he discovered in Gorham, New Hampshire, that they weren't taking orders in the store. They were only accepting orders via drive-thru or via their app. So even though this place had an inside, it's an older Dunkin' Donuts, you weren't allowed to actually do anything in there. So he got the app, he put it in his order, and then, you know, was able to pick it up at that point. But he says that last August, Dunkin' operated, or rather opened, its first digital location in Boston. There are no cashiers. They've been replaced by touchscreens and mobile ordering, and there are no seats or tables. Dunkin' is far from alone. Name a fast food restaurant, and the odds are the company has recently developed a branch without any restaurant at all. Chipotle's first so-called digital kitchen, which opened in upstate New York in 2020, has no dining room. A branch that opened last year in the Cleveland suburbs doesn't even let customers inside the store. This summer, Taco Bell opened something called it calls Taco Bell Defy. Like D-E-F-Y, Defy, which is not a restaurant at all, but a purple taco toll booth powered by QR code readers and dumbwaiters that bring the food down from a second-story kitchen.
I shouldn't call the waiters dumb.
they work hard.
Maybe they're grading the great American novel, and they just need a laid-back job.
The operation is, by most accounts, astoundingly efficient. Wingstop's quote-unquote restaurant of the future doesn't have seats or take cash. So what's driving the trend? Partly savings on real estate and labor, but mostly it's a response to consumer preference. Pushed by pandemic restrictions and pulled by the increasing ease of mobile transactions, customers have rushed into drive-thrus, delivery, and mobile ordering. Even with coronavirus fears in most Americans' rearview mirror, Chipotle's in-restaurant sales now account for just one-third of its business. At Panera Bread, which opened its first to-go-only locations this summer, that figure is under 20%. So they're saying that the existing facilities where they have tables and, you know, booths and such, that they're only a small fraction of their total business. Now, it's not giving us what they used to be, right? So it's only showing, okay, now it's 20, now it's 30%. Well, what was it 3, 5, 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, just from my observations, sometimes, like, I'll go to Burger King and I will see a long line at the drive-thru. So I'll go inside and get my burger in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and there's no one there.
And other people, for whatever reason, don't seem to want to do that.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
I've seen that at Burger King as well. And so then they get into, you know, interviewing people here. They got the editor at Restaurant Drive, which is an industry publication, says it's a way to cater to changing customer order behaviors. Everyone wants double or triple drive-thrus, so those parcels are becoming competitive because there are only so many corner lots that can accommodate that. Everything's moving in the direction of Checkers and Rallies, which are two drive-thru chains that were early to this idea. And I've actually seen it here in New Hampshire. There's a Dunkin' Donuts in Hillsboro.
I was thinking of that.
Drive-through only. There's no inside.
There used to be some interesting places that you'd drive up, you'd park your car outside, and they'd bring the food to your car.
Sonic is one of those places. They mentioned that in the story.
Still around, I believe.
It probably saves them a bunch on cleaning.
Yeah, you don't have to clean up after the customer.
Yeah.
So that's a time
saver. They've been heading further north, actually, over the years, too.
Sonics are?
Yeah, Sonics. So I don't know if it'll ever make it up to New Hampshire, but, yeah, New Jersey's got them.
Well, Bonnie told me, we were talking about Sonic one day in the car, and she told me that when she's been to Sonic, they don't come to your window. You have to go get the food. And I remember I only went there once. They were starting to build them in Florida right when I was leaving Florida to move to New Hampshire. But I did go to one of them, and they did have a girl on roller skates or whatever come out to the car. So it did happen.
Oh,
back
okay.
Then.
They didn't. I've never seen that at one of those.
Maybe they got rid of it. Or maybe it's a franchise decision. Maybe some franchisees are like,
nah, it's marketing, guys. It's marketing.
Maybe they can't find girls that know how to roller skate anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a part of it.
Hey, I can roller skate.
They've also been doing the ghost kitchen concept, which. Have you guys heard about the ghost kitchen?
Yeah.
It is an unmapped, closed-door facility where food for delivery can be prepared for up to like a dozen different brands at once. So businesses are renting out their kitchen space in some cases. Like, oh, well, you know, Chili's closes at 10 o'clock, but, you know, the wing thing that they're doing might go until midnight or 2 a.m. or something like that, and you can order these wings for delivery out of there. I know that Chili's is, I think, one of these companies doing the ghost kitchens. So you may be losing.
You could also probably make some money cooking in there and delivering it the next day.
Possibly. But things are changing in the restaurant business, especially in the fast food world. If you want to weigh in on it, you can call us tomorrow night. We'll be here then. Online in the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.